I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Taylor Bray Farm in Yarmouthport is nearly four centuries old, and visitors are welcome to see what it's all about and meet some of its animal inhabitants on Sunday at the 17th Annual Sheep Festival there.
Well, the sheep are definitely at the center of this celebration, and just the chance to see the sheep plus see some demonstrations of sheep herding and sheep shearing are going to be happening. It's all going to be going on from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, rain or shine. And besides the sheep, there's going to be hay wagon rides and demonstrations of wool spinning, rug hooking, and weaving. The farmhouse there was just restored, and it's going to be open for tours for the first time. So you can check out that. Plus, there will be a silent auction, a display and demonstration of an archaeological dig there, and some grilled food. Organizers are asking only for a parking donation, but they are asking that visitors do not bring their dogs.
There are two weekend arts festivals, one on the Upper Cape and one on the Lower Cape. In Falmouth, the annual Arts Alive Festival will take over downtown.
This festival takes place in an area close to Falmouth Library downtown, and it opened from 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, including a town dance from 7 to 9 p.m. Then events are going to be happening from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and those are going to include tents full of live music, including Rocking Saturday Night. There's also going to be theater and dance demonstrations and more than 50 vendors offering arts and crafts, and some of those are jewelry, pottery, fabric art, photography, and glass. And that event is going to be held rain or shine, and admission is free.
And on the Lower Cape, there is the 19th Annual East Ham Hands on the Arts Festival.
This one is happening from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and it's on the Windmill Green on Route 6. There's going to be an arts and crafts show in East Ham, too, and they've got original work by dozens of local artisans, including jewelry, pottery, paintings, stained glass, and woodscraft. There's also a schedule of live musical entertainment, plus puppets, theater, dance, and storytelling, and hands-on activities for the kids. This is a free festival, and it's offering tours of Cape Cod's oldest windmill as well. And they've got exhibits by local nonprofits, too.
If your dad likes cars, the place to be for Father's Day on Sunday, along with 60,000 other people, is Main Street Hyannis.
This is the 24th year for the Greater Hyannis Chamber's annual Father's Day car show, and clearly it's a huge event in Hyannis. They've got more than 300 classic and antique cars from New England and New York that are going to be lined up on both sides of Main Street, which is going to be shut down from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. so people can just walk around and check everything out. But if you can't look at cars all day, there's also a craft show on the Hyannis Village Green, and that show is also taking place on Saturday. And they've got children's entertainment, including magicians, balloons, artists, and a children's crafts table. Plus, the shops and restaurants will be open all day, too.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.